fantastic. So living out your faith on a Sunday morning. Well, the first thing about living out on your faith on a Sunday morning is getting out of bed, isn't it? So that's the first bit, having your big bowl of muesli, having your bacon sandwich. And then any other day of the week, of course, you can clean your teeth with any toothpaste you like. But on a Sunday morning, if you're living out your faith on a Sunday morning, it's got to be ultra bright toothpaste, hasn't it? So your smile is shiny and clean for Sunday mornings. No, of course, actually, living out your faith on a Sunday morning, let's be honest, it does actually start from that moment we wake up on a Sunday morning. But that's not mainly what I'm going to talk about this morning. I'm actually going to talk about our gatherings together on a Sunday. So I'm going to set just a little bit of context to this, and then I'm just going to share some excitements about some new things that are going to be happening on Sunday mornings here in River Maidenhead. So first of all, the context to what I'm going to say. It's dead easy. I think actually I only really have one message ever to bring. Here it is. God is real. God is good, God is here, and he wants to bless. God is real. Wow. God is good, God is here. Jesus is actually here. In the room, and he wants to bless. So living out our faith on a Sunday morning, what does it look like? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, God is real, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So his part is to exist. I think he does that quite well without any help from us. God's part is that he rewards. God's part is that he is pleased with us. And our part is to have faith and to earnestly seek him. And I would just say that you all have faith anyway, because you're here. On a beautiful sunny day, you got out of bed, you had your bacon sandwiches, you cleaned your teeth with ultra-bright toothpaste, and here you are. And we are told that actually we only need a small amount of faith to move mountains. So however big your faith is, you got it. So what about this earnestly seeking him? What does that mean? Does that mean he's gone missing? And I remember there used to be a bumper sticker that you used to put on the car which said, have you found Jesus? And of course the main response was, didn't know he was missing. Matthew 28:20 says, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Hebrews 13:5 says, God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So he hasn't gone missing. He's actually really close to us. But it's an extraordinary thing, isn't it, that God is omnipresent. That's a big word that means he is everywhere, all the time, everywhere, with everyone in the whole world. Omnipresent. But then there is this very special way that he says, surely I am with you always. There's a special way. It's very, very personal. He's with us uniquely in a very special way. So when we're called to seek him, it's not that he's lost, and it's not that he's not there. And it's not that we have to strain and struggle and stress to try and find him. But it is an attitude of our heart that seeks him out in all situations and being expectant of the good things that he wants to give us out of his goodness. So it is almost like asking the question, where are you, Lord? Not because he's missing, but because I actually want to see what you're doing. And I want to get in on it. And I want to be part of it. And because I know you're such a good God, why would I want to be anywhere else but taking part in what God is doing in me and through me? But there's another way where God is with us. Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. So there we've got God everywhere all the time, omnipresent. We've got God with us on our own individually. But then there is something very special about when we gather. He comes to us in a very special way when we are together, where two or three gather in my name. Just think about how we are collectively called the temple of God, where he dwells. We're the body of Christ with him as the head. So something really significant happens when we gather together. Matthew 18:19 also says, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Oh. Where two or three gather, it is a powerful place. There is something about when we gather as the people of God that brings a place, it becomes a place of breakthrough that we don't see when we're just on our own at home. So, living out our faith on a Sunday morning, when we gather on a Sunday morning, what does living out our faith look like? First of all, it's a place of worship where we honour his presence and we together declare who he is. We actively give ourselves to worship. It's a place of giving, isn't it? It's a place where we give our money, we give our time, we give our skills. And that is part of us living out our faith on a Sunday morning, is doing those things. It's a place of service. We actively take part in rotas and reaching out in love to each other. That is us actively living out our faith. But it is also this place of prayer. It is a place of encounter with God in this really special way, where he is living and dwelling and moving and active in his people as we gather. And this is the culture, isn't it, that we long to develop among us as we gather on Sunday mornings or any of our gatherings, that we actually recognise the presence of the Lord among us. He is here. And we encounter him and we are transformed by him among his people. So in essence, when we gather, we become a transformational community. We are a community of people that results in our transformation, but also the transformation of anyone who comes in with us. Why? Because Jesus is here. And because we recognize him, we acknowledge him, and that releases him to do what he wants to do. And you know, each of us has a role to play in us becoming that transformational community. And we play that role by coming expectant to hear from God. We come expectant to encounter him and be blessed by him. And you know, that can come in so many different ways. When people come, the greeting that they get on the door can be Jesus to those people who come through the door. For those of us who are huggers, that does it for us. Never mind what happens the rest of the meeting. We've met with Jesus as we come through the door and we get that greeting, we get that warm hug. For some people, that is their encounter with Jesus. It might be the lovely smile on the coffee table as people are helpful and serving. It may be in the worship and the word, but it is always by the honour and value that we give to each other in this place. That is Jesus walking amongst us. But we come with that expectation that something is going to happen when we meet, because God can't help it, because he's so excited to have his kids together, His family is gathered. He can do something amazing amongst us. But we come expecting not only to receive, but we come expecting to give and be the Lord to one another. So in that context, I would just like to introduce you to something that we're going to be doing on a Sunday morning. Can everyone see that? Just get the fulcrum right. Posh word. Where did that come from? It must be being in a school. I don't think I've used it since I was in school. For those who are listening on tape, it's actually a sign I've put up that just says very, very simply, prayer place. So let me just explain this. Why place? Well, first of all, because it is going to be a physical place that we set up as a prayer place here on a Sunday morning. And it's actually going to be in that back of the hall there. And it will be here every week so that you know before you arrive that there is a place that you can come to for prayer. And I'll go on a little bit more about what that means. But that word place is that during the week you can think, oh, I can go to the place on Sunday. It doesn't mean that the Lord can't meet you during the week, but it means on Sunday in this transformational community, this place of agreement for breakthrough, there is a place that is set aside to minister the Lord's presence and the Lord's power to each other. And that word place reminds me of when Jesus said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. And I know that maybe was in a slightly different context, but isn't that so true of the Lord that he is always preparing places for us to meet with him? He's always preparing places of encounter, places of encouragement, places of blessing, because he always has good plans for us. He's a good dad who loves to bless his children. Jeremiah 29 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. You will seek me. This is that earnestly seeking the Lord that we talked about earlier. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. So this is the promise in the heart of the Lord that he will be found by us. We will find him and he will find us. And he will bring us back from captivity. So again, it is that breakthrough of breaking us out of where we've been enslaved, breaking us out of the darkness, breaking us out of the anxiety and the fear and the depression, into that place, through that place of encounter. The Lord is planning encounters for us, everybody. And he plans them here on a Sunday morning. And when you get up and eat your bacon sandwich and clean your teeth with Ultra Bright, just get that running around your head. What has the Lord got for me today? So you just can't wait to get here. So why prayer? Now, prayer is a word, in a sense, that is accessible to everybody because most people have a basic understanding of what prayer is. But I'm using it in the widest sense of connection with God. So what in our prayer place, what sort of prayer will it be? It's every sort of prayer, every sort of connection with God. And hopefully we'll be creatively exploring more and more of what that might look like. But it's a place where you can go and ask others to pray for you. It's a place where others can stand in agreement with us in prayers that we have for others. So if there's something going on in your family or friendships, you can come and other people will stand with you as you pray for them. It's a place where you can be led in an encounter with the Lord. If you're just needing someone, you're finding your head is just buzzing away, and every time you go to pray or read or whatever, you just find your head so busy with all that stuff, and you just need someone to just be with you and bring that peace and that quiet and lead you into an encounter with the Lord for yourself where he can speak through the chaos and bring some order, that is a place to go. It's a place where you can be led to receive Christ for the first time, or to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or to be released into the gifts of the Spirit. It's a place to go to receive healing prayer for your bodies. It's a place, I want to be there already. I'm feeling like running to the back corner. It's a place to go to receive prophetic encouragement through scriptures, words, pictures, gifts, creative arts. There's going to be such a buzz going on in there that it's going to grow so big that actually you're all just going to change your chairs around and we're just going to focus on that the whole time. Not. It's a place where we can go if we just want blessing on our lives, if we want increase of God's love, increase of God's heart, increase in our effectiveness. It's a place where we can go because we want doors flung open for what God wants to do and use us in. It's a place where we can have declarations made over us in faith for what the future holds. So it's not just for problems. And sometimes we can get that, I haven't really got a problem going on, you know. I won't go up there, I'll just leave that for the problem, you know, people who really have problems and needs. No, I just want everybody running there so there's a bit of a scrum going on, you know, because actually we are here to earnestly seek the Lord. We want to get in agreement with two or three gathered for all these good things in the heart of the Father to be released to us. So it is for receiving a wonderful gift from Father who loves to give good gifts to his children. So the team who'll be ministering on that, we have our initial team. Hopefully as the year goes on, if any more people are interested, we could do some more training and see where that leads us. We have a wonderful group of people who are going to be involved. And just to say, they are people we respect and honour for their insight and their love for people, and who know how to host the Holy Spirit. Not everyone is released to be a prayer servant in prayer ministry there. It is an honour, in a sense, to come, but that is because the people who are coming to serve there, we honour, because we see something of the Lord in them, and we trust them, because we know that that can, I'm being really honest here, that when people come, that can be a vulnerable place for some people. And we want those people who come, we want everyone who comes to be treated with honour and respect, and being in a safe place. And you know, the people on the team feel it is a great honour to serve you in this way. For them, it's not just, I'm on the rota. Oh dear, I've got to turn up and do it. All of them take really seriously the honour that they have in serving you. But, excuse me, people on the team, they are not infallible. They are people who serve. So we're not putting this great expectation on them of having these perfect words, these perfect pictures, these perfect insight over what has to happen to you. It's still up to us to take responsibility, to weigh anything that is given to us, and take responsibility to test everything that comes our way. And to come with expectation that we're actually coming to the Lord to actually touch us, not via other people. Does that make sense? It's so easy to think, well, if only I had that person praying for me, then everything will go fine. And we know what it's like. Sometimes you get some amazing speaker who carries some fantastic anointing, and it is wonderful to have an impartation from them. But prayer place is about you coming and meeting directly with the Lord, not the person who's praying for you being the center of the equation for you. These prayer servants are not your way to God. Their heart will be to get out of the way and bring you and God together. It's also not a place for long counseling sessions. If you need a longer time of prayer ministry, then talk to one of the leadership team, or book a sozo appointment, or talk to your small group leader if you're wanting a longer time of prayer and ministry and help. So just to be practical, the prayer place will be doing its stuff from 10:15 until the meeting starts. So If you want to come earlier to get some time of prayer and ministry, then come before the coffee. And we also want to be available for anybody who's doing setup, who've been here early, to just know that there is a little bit of time before the coffee is served where they can come and get a blessing too. And I just really encourage all those people for whom Sunday mornings are just service. And we just honour and bless you so much for that. But just to say, maybe you can come and find your moment just to get a prayer of blessing over you so that you find your encounter in the service. So we will be open, if that's a word, from 10:15. But as soon as the meeting starts, we ask that everybody's focus is on the person leading from the front. So no sneaking in at that point, because you might get turned away very nicely, but be encouraged to actually focus on the meeting. During the meeting, the people on the team will be interceding for the room. They will be praying over you without you even knowing it's happening, that that encounter will continue. And we'll be ready to respond if the meeting leader calls for ministry or wants people to come to the front or anything like that. We will be involved in responding to that. And then at the end of the meeting, the prayer place will be open for as long as is needed or until we're thrown out. So you can see, we just really want to bless you all in as many ways as possible. Now, another excitement about the prayer meeting is this. Each week, we are going to have a specials board. Because our team are going to be praying and seeking the Lord during the week and receiving words of knowledge from the Lord about things he's particularly wanting to touch in people's lives that week. So these are areas we feel God wants to touch, heal, or bless. So, for example, it could be an auntie with a sore toe. Check my spelling now. Oh, broken the chalk. Thank you. Auntie with a sore toe. Now, of course, this could mean that either you are an auntie with a sore toe, it could mean you have an auntie with a sore toe, or I suppose it could be you have a sore toe because your auntie stepped on it. And you need to forgive her. No. Or it could be some work colleague has come up to you that week and said, oh, I'm going round to visit my auntie because she's got this really bad sore toe that she's broken and she can't get out to the shops. And, you know, coming and seeing that would give you faith that you can actually go and pray for your work colleague. Or maybe during the week you look at that and you think, well, that's a bit funny, isn't it? And then you go and talk to your neighbour the next day and she says, oh, you know, my little nephew came round and he just landed himself on my toe and it's agony. You having seen that on a Sunday will go, yeah, God's on the case. And that gives you confidence and courage to pray for them. So these words of knowledge can be used in all sorts of different ways. I have actually been seeking the Lord about a few words, so I'm just going to put them up here. The other one I felt from the Lord was a blue checks. So I just felt if anybody was wearing a blue checked shirt or blue checked anything we can't see and don't want to see, thank you very much, that God just really wants to bless you today. That he is, well done, I can see a gentleman in blue check. Jean, I can see over here. Anyone wearing blue checks in every way? The look, oh, yeah, Roger. That God actually just says, yeah, I'm just going to have some fun with my kids today. I just want to really bless them in there. Well, don't worry, you're not going to be prayed. So if this came up and you were wearing blue checks, we'd like you to come up and get prayed for. Not necessarily that your clothing sense will be changed and you'll get a better sense of, but just that God will bless you in some way. If you looked at, would you mind just writing those things as I say them? It'd probably be quicker. If you look at the board and it says pain in the right hip, thank you, Lord. Pain in the right hip. Then if you have a pain in the right hip, you come and get prayed for. We're going to pray for these things in a moment, so don't panic. If you have pain in the right hip, that God's actually got his eye on you, because he's real and he's here and he wants to bless you. Now, if you look at that and you go, oh, I wish it had said left leg, because my pain's in the left leg. Go and get prayer for your left leg. Do you know what I mean? God isn't having favourites in this. But it may just prompt you to actually think, actually, I have got a pain in my left leg. And otherwise, I wouldn't have even thought about going for prayer. But now that has prompted me. So a couple of weeks ago, when I was just thinking about doing this talk, the Lord gave me a number as well that has stuck with me ever since. And that is the number 58. So maybe a number will come up on the board. And 58, it could mean people who are 58 years old. It could be people who were born in 1958. Yes! It could mean people who are 5'8" tall. It could be people with a chest size of 58 inches. Male or female. It may be somebody who's actually got caught speeding at 58 miles per hour. Hopefully not in a 30 mile per hour zone. Whatever that number means. If it goes, yeah, that's me. I live at number 58. Come and get prayer and a blessing. And then you go, well, I live at 59. That's near enough. I'm going to come as well. Do you know, this is fun in the Father's house. It's the Holy Spirit just saying, I just want to bless you guys. And that we're going to have some fun on the way with it. But we're not just writing this up actually out of nowhere. We are actually asking the Lord to show us what it is that he's wanting to do. So check out the board each week. And things may be added as the meeting goes on. So you may need to just check it out at the end as well. So let's do this, shall we? Yeah, if everybody gets healed of something, we'll have to rub it out and we'll give it a tick or something. So if any of these apply to you, the ante and the sore toe, the blue checks, pain in right hip and left leg, because I mentioned that, or the number 58, would you like to stand up if you can? Wow. Okay, so the rest of the congregation, you're here to create a transformational community of blessing. So would you like to just earnestly seek the Lord, just stir up your faith? The Lord has pinpointed these people this morning because there is something good he wants to do in their life. So if you're one of these people, you just connect with the Father. Just see the smile on his face. And he's saying, oh, I want to bless you. I want to do that thing in your life that you long for. I want to bring breakthrough. I want to heal you. I want to bring so much joy into you. So let's us just reach out and just pray. Just pray for these people who've stood up. For God's blessing to come over them. Whatever way they need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where two or three agree, it will be done for you. So we're looking for testimony coming out of this time. We just thank you, Jesus, what you're doing in these people's lives now. We thank you what you're doing in their lives this week. And Lord, we look to you to hear testimony of increase and blessing and healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if those people standing up could just look around them at the people who are sitting down. And I'd like you just to pray a blessing over everyone sitting down. Because if you ain't on the board, you're still in the blessings. Yeah, so you just release joy and life and love and hope and peace and goodness in the Holy Spirit over all the people who are sitting down. Amen. So please sit down. So just in conclusion, living out our faith on a Sunday morning. God is real. God is good. God is here. God wants to bless and bring breakthrough. We have each other to love and host his presence. Be one of those people. Be one of those people that come with expectant hearts that God is going to meet you. Be one of those people that come expecting to bless others. Be one of those people that comes thinking, I am going to get so loved up today, I'll hardly be able to walk home for my roast dinner. Be one of those people that comes saying, who can I love today? Who can I encourage? Be one of those people that comes with your pen and paper and makes notes during the sermon, even if you've heard it all before, and even if you could preach it better yourself. Write it down. What is God saying and doing for you today? Come expectant, come excited, and be proactive in seeking him. Where are you here today? I've been coming to church for 40 years. What is fresh for me today? So come with that heart for the whole of our gatherings on a Sunday morning, but especially come to our prayer place. And get blessed up by the guys and girls there. And share your testimonies about what God is doing and saying to you. And bring others along. Because I tell you, when you've got blessed, you want to bring your friends and your family and everyone else along and say, come and get prayed, because you're just going to get blessed so much. Thank you.